Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you go to this level of, when you have this level of success that he's attained.
Yep.
And as you said, I mean, again, the MLS history, it's less than 30 years, but this is the greatest upset, you know, in the history of the sport. So how do you not, you know, roll down and say, yes, I'm this is my guy. I commit to it. And I guess you could argue, and I meant this, I brought this up to you the other day, when Rich Rodriguez leaves for Michigan, West Virginia goes with Bill Stewart, who was an older coach. Remember, they had a pep rally one time at Stats, and we got to meet the guy, and a nice guy. But at the time, you know, and he died, he died like only 59 when he went, very, very young. But he was a guy that wasn't really considered like an elite level coach. And some folks said, they're prisoner of the moment. And it kind of was, because he didn't really build off it. And West Virginia kind of went backwards ever since.
Lots more to get to, guys, here on the program. As we mentioned in the 3 o'clock hour, Greg Allman is going to join us, Fox Sports NFL reporter, covers the entire league. We'll talk to him about not only the NFC South, but also what he's seeing around the league as we get ready for some big matchups starting tonight, as a matter of fact. Steelers, Browns tonight on Thursday night.
What's your level of interest on this one?
Well, look, I want to see if the Steelers maintain. Like, good teams don't have letdowns like that, right, Mike? We talked about it. You win a big game against the Ravens at home, shouldn't have a letdown against the Browns. Now, I don't think they will, because Mike Tomlin's the coach, and that just doesn't happen. So we'll see, but here's the problem. You guys feel this win and all this stuff we're getting, right? Mm-hmm. Weather's supposed to be crappy, which means it could be an ugly game. And if you're asking me who's going to win an ugly game, then I'm going to ride with the Steelers to win an ugly game.
Yeah, and they're only – is it? Am I reading this right? Is it 3.5? 3.5-point faves?
Yep.
Wow. Seems like a sucker bet. I've dealt with a lot of those, Carl.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when we do the picks tomorrow, I believe I am like 4 picks away from being eliminated for the season. That's how bad it's been.
Did you lose all the games?
Yeah,
last week?
0-3.
Oh, I didn't know
everything.
That.
I mean, all three. And it was only 2 were bad beats. 1 was not even close. But and ironically, I was trying to be a Weisenheimer after you picked Memphis over – who'd you pick? I don't remember who it was.
Yes.
We're over
that?
Rice.
And oh, yeah, that's right.
And I took Louisiana Lafayette over Southern Alabama just to be a Weisenheimer.
Well, you said they needed that game.
And it was big. And then Southern Alabama, who was like, you know, a big-time 7-point dog, rose up. And Lafayette was just stepping on their – yeah. Anyway, the over-under on this game is only 36.5, considering the weather issues.
Yeah,
so, and they're not expecting the Browns to score any points.
That's the thing, and they really haven't. So we'll talk more about it along the way. NFL Blitz is on the way. And also, we're going to do this.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
The thing that Raheem Morris needs to say to his team coming out of the bye week. We'll tell you more about it. It's time for the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
How can this be the first time that he's won the award after being in the running year after year after year? But that is the case for Braves pitcher Chris Sale, who wins the Cy Young Award for the first time. Here's what he said about winning it.
It means a lot. It's a special night, you know, obviously, you know, having Maddux announce it, being the Atlanta guy and, you know, having a guy I looked up to and, you know, early in my career and having Peeve here, you know, on the panel. It means a lot. So this is a special night.
I love this dude simply because he doesn't complain, he doesn't talk, right. He just does his job. He shows up, we need a big start, Chris. No problem. Goes out, 7 strikeouts, last 7 innings. I mean, he just does, that's what who he was this year, which is why he was deserving. Every time we needed a stopper, Mike, he was the guy.
Right.
And for everything that I love about Max Fried, it's the inconsistency and the injuries that have kept him from being this. Max Fried has the talent to win a Cy Young, guys. But it's that can you do it for a full season?
Yeah, and I know that, look, he you're never going to take a shot at a guy that was the money man like Tom Glavin was back in 95, that he was in 2021. But he's not been the same guy since. He hasn't been able to give you as many of those starts because of little minor injuries and dings and things like that. But when you look at the market, guys like that still get paid. And I think you and I were talking about, yes, it was 6 years, 136 was something that either Baseball News or Sporting News had said was a number. A lot of guys feel on the open market, if it becomes a bidding war, it goes north of 150, which, of course, keeps the Braves out of it.
Sale, the first Brave to win the award since Tom Glavin in 98. Braves pitchers have taken home the honor eight times. Guys going back to Warren Spahn in 1957.
He's got some dog in him. You know, you knew that from covering baseball. You talked about it when we got him. And you just wish that translated to this team once the starters went out. You know, I mean, you wish Austin Riley was a little more vocal before he got hurt and just be that guy with some edge and set the tone. Yeah, Freddie, be Freddie-like. Freddie might be a pain in the butt in that clubhouse, but you need that in this team. And Sale's a guy that's got it, but unfortunately don't play every day.
No doubt. Here is Chris Sale talking about his family, me and my family, and coaching staff and how they all helped him.
Yeah, I mean, talk about motivation, right? You know, to be able to show my sons the hard work, dedication, and, you know, not giving up. You know, my wife having my back the whole time. I'm sure I was a real peach at times during some of those injuries. So my parents, my family, I was talking to my dad the other day about this, and whether it did or didn't happen, he was proud of me. And again, can't speak enough about my guys I had on my corner this year. You know, being in Atlanta, that staff was unbelievable. George and his staff in the training room kept me on the field. I said it earlier. It wasn't me just rolling out there. Had an unbelievable coaching staff, and man, I gave up one unearned run this year. One. So that means my guys in the field were making unbelievable plays. It seemed like, you know, I'd go out there and pitch two or three innings, I'd have five runs on the board. And then you get to the bullpen, I mean, absolute lockdown. They weren't the best in the league. I don't know who was. So a lot goes into this. And again, like, I just can't express how thankful I am for everybody that stuck by me. It would have been easy to kind of jump ship and write me off. And a lot of people texted me through the tough times, and I'm thankful for them, and I'm happy to share this moment with them.
26 of the 30 first place votes go to Chris Sale. Here's the other part of this, though, Mike. And he's being very nice about all that stuff. And he's right. Guys played great in the field behind him. But here's what happens when you know you got a guy like this going every fifth day. We're going to be all right. We're going to be in the game. And it gives you confidence to go to the plate and hit. When you have a guy that you're running out there and you're like, dude, he might give up six before the third inning. You start thinking about, all right, now we got to press a little bit. And we saw the Braves do that this year with various guys. It didn't matter who was starting. Sale gives you confidence, just like Glavin and Smoltz and Maddox. They're on the hill. We're going to score runs.
Yeah, and it's funny. A guy just hit us up on the text line saying, you really think that Max Fried is gone? I said, yeah. And we were kind of chopping it up yesterday. You could argue that it would be Sale, Ronaldo Lopez. Then you could say Schwellenbach. I still think there's a good chance, 50-50, Charlie Morton comes back. And then Canning, the guy we got from the Angels. That would be your five until Strider establishes himself again.
Now, you got a starting place. I still want to see some of this money allocated. Again, not at shortstop. Oh, yeah. Let's go get another starting pitcher. We saw it in the playoffs and what it means. And congratulations again to Chris Sale. Let's get to the next story.
Story number two.
Oh, it's our Hawks, man. 120-97 against the Golden State Warriors. Look, Steph can still do things, and he had 23 last night. But Wiggins was the big scorer, 27 points for Wiggins and Golden State. This game, as we said, guys, was really over after the first quarter. They jumped out to a big lead, never really relinquished it, and this is the final call.
So your final score again from Golden State. The Warriors, 120, and the Hawks, 97.
Hawks had six guys in double figures, by the way.
I apologize. I'm going to cut you off there. No, I'm just going to be a wise ass and say, I hope Steve got a good dinner last night in San Francisco. He's got something out of this trip in the Bay Area. Yeah, it was just brutal. We said it earlier. I watched the first quarter. I go lie to you, listeners. I shut it off because they couldn't hit anything.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, it was ugly. Yeah. I mean, nobody could hit. And we shot over 42. I think it was like 43. We shot against Sacramento, 43% from three. And we were in the 20s in this game.
So, Friday, Hawks at Bulls. That is their next game, and you'll be able to listen to it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number three.
So, Raheem Morris said that the loss to Denver doesn't change the plans for the bye week. Do you believe him? Do you think that after that loss, whatever...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They had planned, because here's the deal. If you win the game, I believe you. Mm-hmm. Losing the game in the fashion in which we lost the game, do you believe that nothing changed, or do you think they tweaked some things this week? Because I don't believe that nothing changed.
I just, like we said, how much can you tweak? I mean, you can't bring any new guys in. You don't have, the trade deadline's come and went. Practice squad, don't really have anything's going to help you on the defensive side. I mean, the only thing you could do, as you said, is to get really back to work in the bye week, you know, after you guys, you know, take a break and get healthy. The corners that were banged up. Offensive line has dealing with typical week 12, 13 injuries. You know, maybe they get better, do a better job. You said it yesterday. I mean, can you coach them up? There's really nothing we can do, Carl. Our team is on the field. If you want to say you're going to blitz more defensively and you feel that that's a component you can do when you're fully healthy in the secondary, okay. I mean, offensive line, you got to block, play action, run the football, establish the run, and then Cousins has time to throw down the field. That's the business model. When we win, that's how it works.
The message has to be the things that we can control, we need to. If you got to make a tackle, you're out there in open space, make the damn tackle. If you get a hand on the quarterback, and we've had a ton of this, we've not gotten him to the ground, we've gotten pressures and hits just as they release the ball, let's finish the play. Mike, these dumb penalties have to stop. We're killing ourselves. Those are the things that you have to handle. And that is what the message has to be. As far as bringing other guys in, you're right. That's not happening. But I do think whatever they were thinking about, hey, we'll win this game in Denver, and then we'll go home, and we just lost this game, and it was ugly as hell. Now I got to reevaluate. And I think that is something that has to happen. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we talk about all the things that are going on around the world of sports, guys. Again, this hour brought to you by our friends at the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com. We've got our NFL Blitz on the way. Greg Allman's going to talk about the NFC South and much more as we go around the NFL coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. And, oh, by the way, at 4 o'clock, the lovely and talented Barbara Dooley's going to stop by. Mike, how do you think she's feeling today?
Well, I mean, feeling pretty good about beating Tennessee. I'm curious just how hopping mad she's going to be, probably like as much as the rest of Bulldog Nation, over the complete and total lack of respect for the SEC by this college football playoff stooge committee. See what Barbara's got to say about it and give us some perspective. And I'm curious because Vince, her obviously beloved husband, used to come up with some crazy lines for some of these, like, week before Thanksgiving games.
Like the cupcakes.
Did you
the
know cupcakes. UMass is one of the best punt return teams when they're on the 40-yard line? Or
he'd have some ridiculous abstract, I mean, totally obscure stat that somehow we would pull out to kind of, you know, pump them up. But there's really no way to say that about UMass, if we're honest. The coach got fired.
Yeah. So Barbara's on the way.